Blog Talk Radio.
Drop that kick for me.
Yeah. We rock that kind of music.
KS, yeah. We keen with supporters out here. These sell this one for you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm a kingdom thug. Wanna call me KS. Promoting godly music. That's why the rap. I'm a front line. Told ya I put a work. The savior's always on my mind. That's why I put him first. There ain't no competition. Cause we are believers. Ain't trying to lift nobody up. They call me KS. I just play my part. All up in the ministry. I just sell the part. Can't talk to my zone. I just stay in my life. All I know is the part. I do it for a reason. I do it for my king. I just want the world to know Jesus. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we all fam. Can't talk to my zone. I just stay in my life.
Cincinnati, it's Elicio. They call me KS, King of Supporters in the building. And I just want to say that I just want to support each and everybody that I can. So if you need any type of support, you can contact me through Facebook. That's Elicio J. Torres. Or you can call me on my cell phone. You can text me at 513-370-4968. I'm looking and I'm willing to connect with each and everybody who ever wants to build God's kingdom. So let's do this. Let's be about our Father's business and let's get these souls saved. KS forever. Let's go.
KS Radio Show family, what's going on? What's up? Good evening, good morning, good night. Wherever you are listening in the United States or just around the world, I just want to say thank you for joining me on your Friday evening, your Friday morning, your Friday night. And I'm definitely looking forward to giving God glory on today simply because I have lived to see another day. You guys, if you guys are tuned in, thank you. If you guys have seen the flyer, then you already know who my guest is tonight. My guest is the lovely big sister of mine, Miss Joy Daniels, who's also a financial advocate. So she's going to talk about some credit tonight. But before I get her on the show, I want to open up with prayer. So God, we just thank you for another day that we haven't seen. God, we thank you for your grace that has woken us up today. God, we thank you for your mercy that has chased us down on today. God, we know that we don't always make the right decisions every day, but God, we thank you for just giving us another opportunity to get it right. And for that, God, we want to say forgive us for the things that we have said. Forgive us for the things that we have thought. Forgive us for the things that have disgraced you in any way that we have partaken in. And God, we just ask for your grace, for your love, and for open hearts and open minds to tune in on tonight so that we can evaluate ourselves, our lives, and even our credit scores. And hopefully in that area and with Joy's expertise and with her advice, we can turn our situation around. So, God, we want to say thank you, and we just want to give you glory, give you honor, give you praise. And even right now, God, I even ask you and I plead with you to expand Joy's territory to multi-generations, God, from toddlers to adolescents to teenagers to young adults and even the seasoned saints, God. So, God, we just ask that this information will be put in the earth, will be deposited in our ears and even in our hearts and even in our minds, God. And may we take the information that Ms. Joy Daniels is going to give us, and may we run with it to better our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray, let your love be felt on tonight. But, God, let your spirit go forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get Joy on the phone. And I know she's on the line. So, Ms. Joy, how's it going, sis?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
I am great. Thank you for asking. And I'm sure the KS Station is doing great because we got 8 callers on the line. So shout out to all 8 callers and everybody that's listening live through the internet link. So thank you again for listening. So I'm pretty sure they're doing great, but I'm glad you're doing great as well. So praise be to God.
Absolutely, always.
Amen. Now, I did mention that you are a financial advocate, and most people don't know what that is. So can you tell us, like, exactly what is a financial advocate?
Okay, let me start by saying thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I remember when you first got started, so shout out to you for 4 years. That is amazing and impressive. So that's something to be congratulated, to be proud of. So congratulations to you on your 4th year anniversary. That
thank
is wonderful. So let me tell you, financial advocate, when you're talking about your finances and financial literacy, you want to be well-rounded and well-grounded. It's not just about credit, which I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to get you started. You all start have to think about budgeting. You have to think about saving and money and living within your means. Have those conversations that you don't talk about. It's all about finances, your 401k, your checking account, your savings account, your IRA. These are things generally people don't talk about, but they fall into it by accident when something goes wrong.
Most definitely, because I'm 30. Praise be to God, I turned 30 in December. And I can't say like my credit is the best, but I'm working toward it. I'm striding toward it. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people that are listening live tonight, they either have like student loans that they got to pay back, some other debt they got to pay back, maybe had a car repossessed, and they're still trying to work that out with the car people. So you never know what a person is going through. So therefore, we don't always know our credit score or what affects our credit score. So can you break it down and tell us like just like some small things or maybe some big things that could help us with our credit score?
Okay, so you've got a lot in here. So I'm going to start by saying this. There are over 70 million people that have a credit score of 599 or below, which is bad and which is poor. Your score should be anywhere between 300 to 850, okay? So with me being on the line and the callers who are listening and those who are coming on to join, I don't judge anybody for any reason. I am here to help you. So if your score is bad, don't worry about it. Just know that it can be fixed and it can be raised. I'm going to tell you about a little bit of education about credit. I'm going to tell you about the 5 components that make up a credit score and how you can raise it, how these dispute letters, things can be disputed and taken off your report. And when negative things are taken off, that's how your score raises. So that's in a nutshell. So when you get specific with your question, I'm going to get specific with your answer, and I don't want to go long-winded because I want to get as much as I can in here for this information for everyone. And then when I'm done, you most certainly can call me later because I'll do one-on-one personal consultations, and I can help in all 50 states.
Amen. Amen to that. Let me give you a hand clap. You deserve it.
Oh.
Yes, she said it.
Oh,
all 50 states. All 50 states. So I don't care where you're calling from.
Right.
If you need help, we got the perfect person on the line tonight, and that is Ms. Joy Daniels. So, again, we have about 12 callers now. I don't know who you told to call them to the show, but they're calling in. So praise be to God. Everybody wants to learn about credit. So KS Nation, get your paper, get your pen, get your crayon, get your marker. Get your construction paper, get a pencil, get this information down because this information is life-changing. If you want to change your life,
absolutely.
And it's early in the year. So you got your New Year's resolution, that's fine too. But we want you to have a better credit score come 2021. You feel me? So Ms. Joy Daniels, I got a couple questions, and I'm pretty sure you are an expert at answering these questions. So the first question is, what negative thing on your credit score, what thing would negatively affect your credit score? Like a back payment on your car note, maybe you forgot to pay your rent for a month. Like, what are some things that will negatively affect your credit score?
Okay, first of all, let me ask, are you asking or are you going to have people call in so I can hear them?
Are you asking first, then I can open up the phone lines.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay, just want to make sure. So let me tell you all, these are the things that negatively impact your credit score. You've got child support. And everything I mentioned, too, by the way, it could be challenged, removed, and deleted. So that myth that things have to stay on your report 7 to 10 years is just that, a myth. So you've got child support. You've got student loans. You've got medical bills. You've got late payments. You've got collections. You've got bankruptcy. You've got evictions. You've got repossessions. You've got foreclosures. You've got tax liens. Any of these things negatively impact, especially those late payments. I'm going to hit you fast and quick so I can get everybody in, so I won't make it long-winded.
Okay. Well, we're here for all the answers. KS Nation, you guys, we got people calling from all over, from everywhere. 513-937. I see 312. Don't even know what air code that is. But you guys, if you have a question and you want to ask Ms. Joy how can you better your credit or any question about credit, just press the number one key right now. Be live on the show and just press number one. You can ask her yourself. You don't have to text it to my phone. You can ask it yourself. So if you are listening live and if you have a question, press the number one key, take your phone off mute, make sure your phone is charged up and ask your question, because that's what she's here for. That's what the KS Radio Show is all about tonight. It's about bettering the community, bettering the people, and teaching them and giving them important, essential information that will help better their lives. Maybe as a parent, and you're listening for your child. Maybe your daughter or your son is at work and they can't tune in, so you can take the information down for them. Never know. So if you have a question right now, just press number one, and then be interacted on the show. And I'm guessing nobody has a question. So
let me do this.
I have some questions,
if you don't mind.
Okay.
You have. I was gonna say you have some questions, but you know what I find that helps people, and then their questions will come up because some people don't have it, or they're afraid, or they might really not know what to ask. So after you ask George, I want to tell people about the process of raising their score, because they know it's negative and they know it's bad. I want to tell them the process, and I want to teach them about the five components that make up a credit score. And I want to make sure that they know the 1-800 numbers to call to get their free credit report once a year, and how much it costs to actually get their credit score and the deal with Credit Karma. So I find that impacts all of my workshops. So after you ask your questions, I'm going to give it to them in about 15 minutes or so, and that way they'll be able to write something down and learn from me and get educated. Make sense?
That it does. And while I think of a question, we're going to take a quick music break, and I'm going to let you guys hear my commercial, and then we're going to come back with a question for Ms. Joy Daniels, and she's going to break down the five components that make up credit. So here is the KS Radio Show commercial. So you guys keep continue to listen, continue to support. I thank you guys for listening live. Here's the commercial.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Miss me with them indirect boxes on the internet. I pass, don't ever intersect. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
All right, KS Nation, you guys, we are back. I have a live announcement. Now, we all know that Valentine's Day is coming up. It's actually in about 2 weeks. It will be 2 weeks from now on February 14th. My sister, my friend Glory, down in Florida, has the perfect place for the fellas to go and shop if you want to pick up something special and nice for your lady. Go to www.shalomchick.com. Pick up a nice blouse, a nice pantsuit, a nice skirt, accessories, jumpsuits, anything. And I'm telling you now, they are very fashionable. They are very nice. Whatever item you're going to pick up, you're going to be glad that you did. So check out ShalomChick.com for your wardrobe needs for your special lady coming up with this Valentine's Day holiday coming up in 2 weeks. So Miss Joy Daniels is my guest tonight, and she's going to tell us right now what the five components that make up credit is. So, Ms. Joy, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you again. Now, everybody, pay attention. I hope you have something to write with and write on. There are five components. The first one, 35% of your score has to do with your payment history. So when you are late on your payment, one late payment, can drop your score anywhere from 50 to 100 points, okay? Number two, 30% is your credit utilization, how you utilize your credit card. So, for example, you have a $500 limit. We want you to only utilize 10% of that limit. So you spend $50, you pay it off next month. You spend $50, you pay it off. When you start maxing your credit card, that lowers your score. You want to utilize about 10% of that. We realize things happen. So if something happens and it's at the top, do your best to get it down. And when you do, start using just a little bit of it at a time, okay? So the first two, that's 65% of your score. Your payment history and how you utilize your credit cards, okay? 15% is your length of credit. They want you to have 5 good years of credit history, 5, okay? 10% is your new credit. Now, that's when you're trying to get those credit cards, so that's called your hard inquiry. When you're trying to have anybody other than yourself pulling your credit, that's called a hard inquiry. So you're trying to get a credit card, looking at a car, trying to get an apartment, trying to get a cell phone. Every time your credit is pulled, that equals a hard inquiry. And they only want you to have 4 or 5 per year, okay? When you have over that, that stops dropping your score a little bit. And the last thing, 10%, is they want you to have a mix of credit, whether it's your rent, whether it's a car note, whether it's a loan, some revolving with the credit card. They just want to see how you're paying your bills. So those 5 make up your credit score. That's what they're looking at.
Amen. Amen. Now, since we're talking about credit, do we have to like sound like a waiver or like a contract in order to get started? Like, what's the starting process?
Okay. What happens was if you're coming with me, there is a program. It's a special credit restoration program, okay, where we have a legal team that pulls your credit, and then within 5 to 10 business days, you're going to receive in the mail dispute letters, and they're going to dispute everything that's negative on your credit report. It doesn't matter what it is or how many, whether it's 20, 30, 60, or 80. They're going to do it for all 3 credit bureaus at the same time. So within 5 to 10 business days, you're going to receive a white packet in the mail. You're going to sign that and attach a copy of your Social Security card and your driver's license with your current address, and you're going to mail that to the 3 credit bureaus. All that information will be in your packet. And then you mark in your calendar the day you mailed it and 45 days away, because by law, based on the Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1971, that says any and everything can be disputed. So the credit bureaus have 30 to 45 days to respond. And when they do, they're going to send that information to you. Then you're going to send that back to the company, and whatever changes are being made, that's how your credit score raises. So, yes, a bankruptcy, if you're listening, can be removed, but we can only start challenging it 2 years after the date of the discharge. 2 years. I had a cousin who entered a program. I didn't know she had filed bankruptcy. That's personal. And within 3 months, her bankruptcy was removed. Okay? Those things can be removed. You have no idea how many things that are on your credit report that maybe shouldn't be there, how many errors are on there. So you want to get those things disputed. And we dispute every 60 days. Okay? We don't want you to be in a program long. We're not trying to stretch anything out. We want to attack it, but you have to participate. If we mail you dispute letters and you do not mail them to the credit bureaus, that makes no sense. Okay? That's the process. But you must participate and do your part.
Amen. And that's where we fall short, because we don't do our part. The reason why we don't do our part is because we're not consistent. The reason why we're not consistent is because we don't have the discipline to stay on top of it, to stay at it. And then on top of that, they did not teach us this in school. It's a lot of things that they didn't teach us in school, men and women. It's a lot of things that they did not talk about in school. They wanted to learn fractions. We don't need to learn how to know fractions and solve equations. We need to know about credit, how to change a tire. We need to know how to balance our checkbooks, the really important stuff that they did not teach us in school. So, Joy, I'm thankful that you are with me live on the show tonight. We're going to get into some music, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines again in case anybody has some questions to ask. Because I can't, don't get me wrong, I could talk all night. Don't get me wrong, I got plenty of questions. But I want the audience, I want the listeners, I want the supporters to have their own interaction with you. And then we're going to get your information, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to say goodnight. And I have a special treat from Kobe Bryant himself. So stick around, you guys. I got this brand new song from Ty Brazzle featuring KB, and it's called The Power. The Power is video and single was released on Tuesday, so a few days ago. So it's very hot. It's very exclusive. So check it out right here on the KS Radio Show. And then we have more later on with Miss Joy Daniels. Check it out.
This is fake, dog. I just played my cards. I just prayed and starved. I had faith, dog, against the great odds. I can't take the glory. This came straight from God. I just made a play like OBJ, so really this one here gonna make the top 10. This a moment I've been waiting for, so may the memory never be forgotten. Unlike the game on the locksmith, we breaking out this colossus. I feel like this is my time. There's a need for me to shine, I promise. Still on the court after midnight, putting up shot and shot, working my wrist, clocking overtime. This ain't happen overnight. Hard work and discipline. Did my time, watch the green mile. Now ball at the gym, way above the rim. Shoot the space, I'm ascending. Now drop the beat, let's make history. I got the power. I got the power. I got the. I got the. I got the power with me. I got the power. I got the power. I got the. I got the. I got the power with me. This our euphoria, feeling so glorious, forever victorious, heart of a champion. I got the power with me, go get the championship ring. I got the power with me.
This ain't fake, dog. This is faith, dog. Had no greenbacks. This ain't Draymond's. Had no place, dog. Had no case, dog. Smile when I take my loss, cause they couldn't take my car. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I got the keys. Die for the dream like a star spangled banner on his door cap. Bone and fatigue, if I'm bone and fatigue, man, my song I'm repeating, let them know that. Feel it when your skin on cold. That hate you receive, wanna make sure you bleed. Try to make it see that will taste on the feed that will make you believe.
I'll make you believe.
For the sake of the king,
for the sake of the king.
On the plane that I need you.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side of the plane, even if a champion. Tell me what it say, I can't outcome. Income won't change my outcome. Champ don't stop when the road get tough. Champ only stop when the work get done.
I got the power.
I got the power.
I got the power.
I got the power.
I got the power with me. I got the power.
Oh, yeah.
I got the power.
Oh, yeah.
I got the power with me. This ain't euphoria. Feeling so glorious.
Y'all, this your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray that blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
All right, you guys, like Gigi said, it is the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. We just heard from Ty Brazel and KB with that song called The Power. And I just want to encourage you guys to know that you have the power to change your situation. You have the power to change your credit score, which is why we're here tonight, because my guest is Ms. Joy Daniels, who lives in the Cincinnati area. And not only that, but she wants to help you, so let her help you. So Ms. Joy Daniels is my guest. We actually have two callers with two different questions. So Ms. Joy, are you ready to answer these questions?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 513-302, you are live on the show.
Hello, my name is Kim. First and foremost, I would like to thank Ms. Joy Daniels for coming to the program as well as you hosting the program so that we all can be more financially savvy and smart when it comes to our credit. My question is, I have actually tried multiple ways, work with other companies to see about trying to get my credit disputed. And as a result, I tried other companies that would help. Mm-hmm. But in the process, they were disputing things that were already disputed when I filed bankruptcy in 2013 due to a divorce and other things. So now, fast forwarding to today, I know it used to be a time we used to say robbing Peter to pay Paul, but right now I feel like I'm just robbing and sticking everybody up, so to speak. So I'm trying to get on track to see what I can do to better myself.
Okay. So right now,
so
you don't have to sit online.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So my question is, I'm just trying to, I know I spoke with you on many occasions, and one thing I will say, you've been very patient with me. And I think for me, I was a little shy about coming to the actual program because I felt that I needed, one, to have all the money available at the time of the program to actually get started in some type of credit restoration. So now I'm to the point where I'm like, hey, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not the only one. So now I'm just trying to see how to better myself, and not only myself, but my children that are grown and my grandchildren.
Okay. First of all, I know we're on live, so there's one thing that we're in compliance. We can't say anything about money over the airwaves or et cetera. So for anybody asking, it's not that expensive. It's very affordable. And then I want you to ask me later. But with that being said, to help answer Kim's question, a lot of times you'll find out that when you're trying to make a better life for yourself or even fix your credit, everybody gets afraid of what they have to pay. You have to invest in yourself. You have to believe that you're worth it. You have to make a budget, and you have to learn how to save, and you have to learn to live within your means and stop buying things to impress other people. I strongly recommend people start budgeting. It doesn't mean you have to have a lot of money. You have to manage what you have. You have to learn to be okay with where you are and what you have. Stop being embarrassed about it and work towards a solution. Even if it takes 6 months, a year, 15 months, 2 years, you have to start now. Make a goal and write down where your money goes so you can physically see it. And don't think anything is not within your reach. It is. You have to believe that you can do it. It might take some time. Nothing is immediate, and there's nothing magical about it. If anybody ever calls and asks me to have their credit fixed in 2 or 3 months, I said, I'm not the person for you. This is not a magic trick. I am not a magician. I'm going to help you and teach you what you need to do. Our company and our legal team will help and teach you, but you have to be willing to learn and be willing to sacrifice. And I'm not going to go too far because other people have questions, but some people out there, you have cable, okay, but you do not watch 200 channels in an hour and a half when you get home from school or work or what have you, or on the weekends. So if you want to sacrifice not spending that $80 to $100 a month with cable, which you've had, say, 2 to 8 or 9 years, when you hang up, figure out, calculate how much of you money you spend on cable and find out tangible what you have to show for it.
Thank you.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm passionate. I'm nicely yelling at everybody because we do that to ourselves. Our community doesn't talk about the word budget. We don't talk about saving, living within our means. Everybody on this call, I'm going to tell you what I say at my workshop. Everybody has whatever bras, underwear, socks, shirts, pants that you have. You do not have to go to a store and buy anything for 6 or 7 months because everything you have is right there. You do not have to buy anything. You have enough to last. No one thinks that way. I hope it helped.
Thank you. It does. I will be calling.
You got it.
And we also have another caller, 312-978. You are live. Who we got on the show?
Good evening. Hi, listen, Joy Daniels, we are so thankful that you've come on the show and you've given some very important information, and I hope everybody is listening and takes that to heart. I know I am. And also I want to give a shout-out to Alicia. Congratulations on 4 years. My name is Lois Ann, and I just wanted to say that I'm listening to what you're saying, Joy, and I love what you're saying, but I'm thinking that this is on the back end. I guess my question for you is, what would you say to a parent who has younger children who have an opportunity to get this right in the beginning so that when they get to that age, that they have, they're handling their financial situation much better. What would you tell that parent to help to guide their children into adulthood that will cause them to have a better end result than having to deal with it with bankruptcies and, you know, late payments and getting behind on their bills and not having handling their financial responsibilities correctly? What would you advise?
That's a very good question. Say your first name again.
My name is Lois Sand.
Lois?
Yes, ma'am.
Lois Sand.
Lois. Okay, I
Lois
want to
Sand.
Say it correctly. Okay, I
no,
want to
no,
say it correctly.
Okay.
No, okay. This is what I want to say. As soon as your child is born, they have to have a Social Security number. You can check as early as 2 years old and check their credit report. And let me tell you why. because identity theft is prevalent all over the world. You'd be surprised when a child gets older that their identity has been stolen. So here they are 21 or 25 trying to get credit, and they find that that person is not who they are because someone has stolen their social security number. So I tell everybody, start pulling your child's credit report, which is free, at the age of 2 or 3. You don't have to wait. That's number one. Number two, for those parents out there that do have a good credit score, say around 750 or so, you can add your child to your credit card. But do not, I repeat, do not give that child your credit score. Your credit card, because they can ride on your credit score. So say if they're 9 or 10 and you add them on to your credit, to your credit card, they're 9 years old. By the time, say, they're 15, 16, 17, 20, they will have good credit because they are getting good credit from you. But like I said, do not give them their credit card for them to use it. Okay. Number three, unfortunately, this is to the parent. Some parents are using their child's social security number because they can't rent or they can't get that utility bill or whatever the reason, parents, and a child doesn't know this, that is actually identity theft, and that's against the law. So some children are finding themselves with bad credit because their parents have been using their social security number, and that bill still has to be paid. Okay, so children now, when they go, they should start pulling their credit, say at 13 and 14, show them what it is and what's on it, and then get them, they can get a secure card as soon as they're 18, which means you have to put the money down to secure the card, say $200, and have the child spend $20, pay it off next month, spend $20, and their score will start creeping up, maybe after 4th or 5th month, and then after that, they can ask to have their credit limit raised to 500. But listen carefully. Here's the key. Pretend it's only 200. Only spend 20 instead of the 50 a month, and that brings their score up too. Okay? Does that help you?
It does. I was hopeful that it would help everybody who listened. I unfortunately learned the hard way about handling my finances properly. And one of the things that I regret, although my children are much older now, I regret that I didn't get that from home. And a lot of times when you don't get it, you don't pass it on to your children. I pass it on to them the best way that I could, but I really am hopeful that other parents will learn from what you said and that they will help them to get a hand up and teach them this early, so that they're not suffering like other people are when they get older with these problems. But it's really hard to get through this once you've gotten in that cycle. People can get through it, as you said, but it's so much harder on the back end. It's so much easier if we learn it the right way in the beginning. Thank you so much, Joy. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sweetheart. But let me add this real quick. Even if it's on the back end, you'd be surprised 50 and 60-year-olds have problems. And when people are renting, when the kids get their first apartment, make sure that landlord is reporting those rental payments to the credit bureau. But it's okay. People, you divorce, lose a job, medical situations, it doesn't matter. It's an average of maybe 6 or 7 months. You can get those things disputed. You can work on it. It might take some time, even if it's 6 months to a year, but it can be done. So don't ever feel bad. Whatever situation you're in, it can be improved. We just want to coach you and teach you how. Just have the patience and keep living within your means.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's going to help me a lot. And thank
you,
Alicia, for having her on the show. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you.
Amen. Joy, that was amazing. I got to give you another hand clap.
Oh.
So my son is, he'll be 3 next month, Lord says the same. So, Joy, you mean to tell me I can check my son's credit score right now?
You can check a report because as soon as you get a Social Security number, you will have a report. Now, hopefully nothing's on it. You want it to be blank, seriously, because you hope his identity hasn't been stolen because a lady found out she has three different credit reports under her name. Say her name is Robin, and you spell it R-O-B-I-N. Well, some people that are taking the application are writing R-O-B-B-I-N, creating another credit report under her name. So say her last name is Smith, and it's spelled S-M-I-T-H. But what if someone adds an E? So whoever is taking your application, people, wherever you go and someone's taking your application, if that person is not writing clearly and they enter your information and it's sent to the credit bureaus incorrectly, that causes an incorrect credit report. Some people have found they've had three, and it's they have to actually prove who they are to get rid of those other two. So, yes, start checking early, because as I'm doing this, I am finding out more. I'm handling myself with personal growth. I'm going to seminars. I'm going to other banking seminars and workshops, find out what they know about credit, because one person does not know everything. And if someone says they have all the answers, run, because the only person that has answers is Jesus Christ, and I'm not there. But I tell you what, I will get and find the answers. And if anybody's listening, worried about garnishment and bankruptcy, I have a team that I've developed and talked to based on people calling me about credit. Then they start talking about garnishment and bankruptcy, and some of them not sure where to go. Bankruptcy is not my lane, and I will tell you that, but I guarantee I will get you someone that will help you because I've talked to them personally. So anybody out there has anything personal, we've heard it all. Please don't be embarrassed. Boyfriend, side chick, side guy, a situation, a girlfriend, a cousin, an aunt, they've used it. A young man, 19, called me and said he knows his mother's been using it. He cries because he does not want to put in jail. He doesn't want to report her, so he's suffering, trying to pay that bill. That's sad. A woman married, a woman by herself, I'm sorry, renting a house for 10 years with a bad credit score, did not take the time to fix it. So then the owner of that house gave her 45 days and said she had to leave because he sold that house from up underneath her. Do you hear me? That credit score is huge. She had to leave. If your score is so low, it will keep you from getting a house. It will keep you from being able to get an apartment, a job, a checking account. A young man had a bad credit score, 35 years old. He could not get a checking account, and I can say at PNC Bank because that's my bank, and I called them to check it out. He had to use his grandfather's account so that his job could send direct deposits to PNC. They give you a website. You have to pass a test. Print out the certificate that you pass and go back into PNC Bank, and then they'll give you a checking account that they have to help you and monitor. They can pull your credit score and check it when you're at your job, and it can keep you from getting a promotion. And if you're at a financial institution, they can pull and check it every year. It impacts your car payment, your car insurance, people. They pull it now. Your insurance rates can go up based on your credit score. Okay? And since there's no question, real quick, let me tell you, you have three scores. You have a credit score, you have a auto score, and you have an insurance score, three. So when you all are trying to go get a car or you have that income tax and you need one, I'm not saying don't go get it, but know your credit score before you go in because they're not going to give it to you. And if it's really low, you're going to pay a high interest rate up to 23%. And if you had a higher credit score, you could save anywhere from $90 to $130 a month because you're paying, all that money is going to interest. Okay? So credit impacts a lot of things. Trying to get a cell phone. Some couples go get a cell phone, and guys know right away, I'm sorry not being discriminatory against guys, but some guys can't get a cell phone because their credit's bad, so the girlfriend has to use hers for him to get one. I've heard it a lot. It impacts a lot. Okay, I'm getting real passionate, so let me stop so somebody else can get a question in. I just want you guys to get this.
Well, you know what, Ms. Joy, I love it. And and speaking about being passionate, what made you want to start being a financial advocate? What made you? Why is credit your passion?
Okay, let me tell you all just briefly. My credit score the last 15 years of school was averaging about a 748. Okay, so I got into this program that's going to help people fix their credit because they have a lot of tools, and I work with this company. And I didn't realize that a lot of people didn't know what I knew. So as I'm getting, I went to a seminar that someone talked about and said, you know what, you can help people and you can make some extra money. I believe 80% of this world, people have two or three different jobs. So if you have another stream of income, never put somebody down for wanting to better themselves or making extra money. So that's number one. So number two, I thought, okay, I can make a little extra money. Why not? No one turns down extra money real quick. Do you ever see a ball player who's making $5 million turn down a $15 million contract or a $25 million contract? So anyway,
nope.
So with that being said, right, so with that being said, I thought, okay, I can do this. But I didn't realize when I got these credit calls how much people were hurting and didn't know, okay? So I wanted to help them. I was paying into the program, and the program wasn't even helping me because I didn't need their help because my score was a 748. I had nothing to be disputed. So I honestly would told my first customer, I want to see your dispute letters. I want to see everything because I want to show the next customer this is what they're going through. So I give you my truth. So being in the program, my score went from a 748 to a 750 to a 780. Right now, today, my score is an 817, okay? So I want to help people get there. I want to let them know my heart, I don't judge anybody. I'm a good Christian person. A Christian person can have fun and be a regular person, and I don't know why people have being a Christian is a bubble, but I'm a regular person like you, and whoever's listening, I can outdance anyone, okay? But I'm doing this because I want to teach you and educate you so you can go from renting to owning a home, so you can learn about the loan process. You can talk to a realtor. I know a little bit about all of that based on credit. I want to let you know the things that you weren't taught in school, that it's not hopeless, that you don't have to suffer. Because credit, low credit scores, people stress over it. I wanted to learn more about it to help you. You need to know this. Stop paying that high interest rate if you don't have to. Empower yourself. I want you to have a lot of power by having a better credit score and knowing you deserve it, and it's not hard to attain. That's why.
Amen. And just like I was telling the youth yesterday, when you find your passion, you have to pick it up and you got to run with it. So I'm glad that you have picked up your passion, and I'm glad that you're running with it, and that you're helping the community. You're helping people of all ages. And I just want to thank you for being on the show. But in case if anybody wants to get in contact with you on social media, Facebook, maybe call you, how can people get in contact with you?
Okay, everyone, here's the thing. My phone number, because, yes, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, so if anyone's listening or has a relative, I will meet you one-on-one, okay? I can do a one-on-one phone consultation with anyone in 50 states. My phone number is 513-207-3088, and I'm going to repeat it, 513-207-3088. I'm on Facebook. It's just Joy Daniels, Cincinnati. I have a purple dress on. Okay. And I'm on Instagram. Hey, shout out. I just did that last July. So yay. Had a young lady help me. So it's Joy Daniels dot financial advocate. Listen, it doesn't matter your age. Everybody can learn something from someone. Never be embarrassed to ask a question. Okay. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You can call me, okay? Whoever you are, wherever you are, I can help you. You can be helped.
Amen. And if you guys are listening live, The phone number, her phone number is actually in the description of the show, along with plenty of other links that I have attached to the description of the show. You guys, this is the end of the KS Radio Show. Ms. Joy Daniels is my guest. We have heard a slew of information on tonight, a whole bunch of information on tonight. And if you didn't get a chance to write it all down, then listen, I will send you the link so you can hear it over again and hear it over again until you finally pick up the phone and call Ms. Joy Daniels. If you need the flyer, her phone number is on the flyer. I was very intentional about this flyer. Ms. Joy has specific directions, and I follow them to a D. So I'm glad that she's my sister in Christ, and I'm glad that she has picked up her passion and has ran with it and continues to run with it. So if you want to make a difference in your life, in your credit score, in your family, pick up the phone. Call Ms. Joy Daniels and see how you can better your credit score. What's the first step? What's the second step? And don't forget to discipline yourself, because that's the first step. You got to be willing and you got to be disciplined. And then you go forward, you go forward, you continue to make progress, continue to cut out certain things out of your budget, and you never know. You might be able to pass along the information as well. So we're going to go ahead and end the show. I am dedicating every interview from here on out to Kobe Bryant and Mamba mentality, because a lot of us, we want to give up on life, but in the midst of death, in the midst of tragedy, our prayers goes out to those families that were killed and that were lost on Sunday. It's a tragedy. I feel like the whole world is on the standstill, and it feels like everybody has been hit in the heart really hard, whether you were a basketball lover or not. There were plenty of people that died Sunday, and my prayers goes out to all of those families. So we're going to go ahead and close out with this Mamba mentality clip. And you guys tune in next week. I got more information. I got more guests coming. Keep God first, you guys. And if you guys want to follow me anywhere on social media, it's at KS Radio Show. And if you want to donate and send funds or just want to just send a love offering, my Cash App is Elicio Torres, capital E, capital T, and my PayPal is paypal.me/Elicio Torres. Much love, peace, and God bless. Again, Ms. Joy Daniels, Can I say thank you real quick?
Your timing, everyone. I thank you, Elicio, for this opportunity. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for you are a special man in Christ. I heard you pray. You are wonderful. His prayers are dynamic. My helping you with credit is dynamic. A good team. So if you want to have me on again, just let me know. But again, I thank you. I appreciate you. And I am honored. I don't take this lightly. I want to help educate as many people as I can. So again, thank you for this vehicle. Thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, I am blessed because I've always wanted to teach, always wanted to help people. And I'm going to be able to do that. So again, thank you so much.
Amen. You enjoy the rest of your Friday night and your Saturday and your weekend. And I'm excited because this is our second time doing this. I'm looking forward to doing it maybe once a year. And that's my vision. That's my plan. And hopefully I will see you sometime in the future at a concert, at a community event, at an Out Here Music event, anywhere in the city, at the grocery
Absolutely.
Store. You are a friend of mine. And I just want to thank you for just being a guest on my show.
Thank you.
Amen. You have a good night. Here is Mamba Mentality. Check it out.
Follow your passion first. When I retired from the game, you know, I sat there asking kind of all the wrong questions. You know, what's the biggest industry I can get into? And it's all the wrong stuff. And you got to sit there and ask yourself, okay, what am I truly passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And when you feel that way, honestly, you feel like you have never worked a day in your life. It's the most fun thing in the world. You get up in the morning excited about what you're doing. And you got to be really honest with yourself about it. If you wake up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, dude, do something else.
Right.
Do something else. And those are hard decisions to make. But when you make those decisions, it's a very liberating experience. And you find out that the rewards will come.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. You always want to outwork your potential. It's hard as you believe you can work, you can work harder than that. And that's what I tried to do when I first came in the league. But, you know, basketball is such a direct competition sport. And me coming in at 17, I hated when, like, my teammates would say, you know, I get hit with an elbow, right? Shaq would hit me with an elbow in practice. And, like, you know, you know, Nick Van Exel would come up and say, are you okay? I'm like, what? Wow, are you okay? What the hell is wrong with you? You know, so like I always had that extra chip on my shoulder. So like every day in practice for me was really trying to annihilate everybody that I was playing against. Because I wanted to prove you don't need to babysit me. Like I'm fine, you know. And so it's always that competitive nature, the work ethic, and curiosity. Because I ask a lot of questions. When playing with Byron Scott, I asked him a lot of questions. Eddie Jones, who was great at chasing guards off the screens, and I didn't understand how to do that. I would sit with him before practice, after practice. Magic, all the Laker greats, I would always sit down and just ask them questions about certain games that I studied growing up. What actually happened there? What did you feel there? Why?
We were playing against the Lakers, Tom, and we were out here in L.A. So the game was at 7. You know what? I'm going to come to the Staples Center because we're playing. This is when the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq. Okay? This is like the championship Lakers. So, you know, I'm going to get there at 3 o'clock. I want to make sure I make 400 made shots before I go back into the room and then I sit in the sauna and I get ready for the game. So, you know, get in the car, get to the gym, get there. And as I'm walking onto the court, who do I see? I see Kobe Bryant already working out. So once I set my foot across that line, I start working out. And so I worked out for a good hour and a half. And when I came off, after I was done, I sat down, and of course, I still heard the ball bouncing. I looked down, I'm like, this guy's still working out. He was working out for like, it looks like he was in a dead sweat when I got here. Right. And he's still going. And it's not like his moves are nonchalant or lazy. He's doing like game moves, you know? I sit there and I unlace my shoes. I'm like, I want to see how long this goes. So I sit out there and watch, 25 minutes. And he got done. I said, okay, I think I've seen enough. Go play, you know, come back, get in the sauna, get ready for the game. That game, he drops 40 on us, okay? And after the game is over, I'm like, I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game is over, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
If your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be,
mm-hmm.
right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train.
Right?
You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12, train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8. And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again, right? Those are two sessions. Right? Now imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4. You go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, so, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11, right? You relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4. And now you're back at it again, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4, right? So now you do that. And as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up because you're 5 years behind. Right? So it makes sense to get up and start your day early because you can get more work in. If I start earlier, I can train more hours. And I know the other guys aren't doing it because I know what their training schedule is. Right? So I know if I do this consistently over time, the gap's just going to widen and widen and widen and widen and widen, and they won't be able to get that back. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was just common sense. I'm like thinking, how can I get an advantage? Oh, start earlier. Yeah, let's do that.
How do you develop that, or what do you learn that from?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's just a matter of what's important to you. What's important to you? For whatever reason, you know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. And so the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be.
Beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart. And what can I say? Mamba out.